Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I just learned a new term. Jason just taught me a new term. We were talking about Juneteenth and all the wonderful things we could do to celebrate Juneteenth. And I asked him what his favorite beer was. And he said PBR. PBR. And I'd never heard of that beer, and it stands for Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, when I was growing up, that was a beer that that we'd see around our house once in a while, Pabst Blue Ribbon in long neck bottles. So when the family would get together, I'm talking about aunts, uncles, grandparents on my father's side, that was the seemed to be the beer that showed up. Not in excess, but you know, but I do remember Pabst Blue Ribbon, the beer that made Milwaukee famous. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. It is. To USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason, thank you for engineering and connecting with Gwyneth in Australia, the United States' only full-time radio correspondent. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
really well. Really well. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. Yep, it's really funny because the whole world's falling apart around me, but I'm not really in a bad mood. Isn't that the strangest thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know how you're feeling.
Well, it is. It is falling around all around us. Prices are creeping up every day. Shortages are manifesting more and more every day. The generally dumb public seems to be blissfully trying to travel to vacation destinations. That seems to be the most important thing in their minds. And from what I understand, that traveling has gotten really, really complicated. I'm talking about airline travel, because you can get on a plane and you can have a connecting flight, and when you arrive, the connecting flight could be canceled. So now you are halfway or partially on the way to your destination, and you can't get there because there's no flight to get the rest of the way. Or you can have your hotel booked, you can get ready to go to the airport and find out that your plane has been canceled. Or you're there at the airport, all checked in, you've gotten inspected, rejected, detected, whatever they do to you, put you in other lines, and then you find out that your plane has been canceled. So it's the fun of traveling by airplane, I think, is absolutely over. And it's all happening all around Joe, and people think that he had nothing to do with this because, you know, he just became the guy with the big chair. But that's not true. He has been at the highest levels of government for about 55-0 years. So he's been dabbling. He's been throwing his weight around. He's been telling people what to do for about 50 years. And he has been the most trained person in the history of the United States for the position of president, because he's been in federal government for so long, and he has just made a disaster of everything. Everything that he touches. And I understand that he is thinking about temporarily suspending federal gasoline and federal diesel taxes at the rate of 18 cents per gallon for gasoline, 24 cents per gallon for diesel, and you'd save a couple bucks on a fill-up. I mean, like a couple bucks, like a couple is two. About $2 on a fill-up. And, you know, with a small gas tank like we have today in many vehicles, and that's certainly not our trucks or pickup trucks, but save a few dollars. And that's being debated at the highest levels of government. Should we or shouldn't we do it? And at the same time they're thinking about that, we have record revenue going into the federal government year after year after year. Record amounts of government. And then some states want to tax more, some localities want to tax more, some cities want to tax more, and California wants to increase the gasoline tax, the state portion of the gasoline tax. I don't know who these people are. They've lost their minds. They have no idea what it's like to actually work for a living. They're on government welfare, whether they're federal employees or state employees, they're on government welfare. And they're out of touch, absolutely out of touch. Like, let them eat cake. You guys don't have bread? No problem, eat cake. Right? That's how out of touch these guys are. Gwyneth?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the only silver cloud in this whole lining is that the whole thing is falling apart. And that means that very, very, very soon, they are all going to go away as well. But it's just a shame that 90% of the regular people out there are also going to go away, at least. That's 90% if we're lucky. It's probably more going to be like about 95 to 99% of the people. You know, 90% is a bare minimum for the amount of people that we are going to lose over the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I'm out there in the garden.
That is an absolute bare minimum.
I'm out there in the garden morning and night, and I'm talking to the plants and telling them, come on, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can survive this, as I water them and water them and water them, and I don't water the leaves because you want to water them from the soil. I'm watering them, and it's... we've probably lost 15% or so of the plants that we planted. The ones that we grew from seed that were really healthy, just vigorous. 15% of them, I would say, so far have not made it. And even though it's discouraging, class, you need to plant a garden. Because even if you just get one tomato in a bucket, you need to know how to do it. Because these are the good times. As bad as they are, these are the best times, because tomorrow's going to be worse. And next week is going to be worse. And next month is going to be worse. And people who think that gasoline prices are going to come down because Joe says so. And, well, let me give you an example. Joe released crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, our emergency supply. He released it. And what happened to prices of fuel? They went up. It's not the supply. It's the refineries. And who did that? The government. The government pushed its weight around and told the oil companies what they were going to do. They were going to switch to vegetable oils instead of fossil oils. And they did. And now we have a shortage. And the government pushed for electric vehicles. And we're having, and stupid people are buying them. I'm sorry, if you have one, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Do you think that the supply of electricity comes out of thin air? Or do you think maybe it comes from nuclear or fossil fuels? Or wind? Very little comes from wind. Or solar? Very little comes from solar. Or hydro? Where do you think it comes from? Most of it comes from fossil fuels. Gas, coal. And so even in Australia, you're shutting down electric power plants, right? Right, Gwyneth?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was the net result of that? What was the net result? You all just shut off your lights at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.? Isn't that the result?
Well, around here I'm not on the grid, so when my battery goes flat each evening, my nickel-ion battery goes flat somewhere between about 8 and 10 p.m., and then my lights go out and they don't come on until the sun comes up in the morning.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the grid.
The general public, the grid is struggling here in Victoria. And I'm just hearing about it on the news because I have a radio. And it's funny you mentioned you had a Panasonic radio from the 1980s or 1990s.
1970s. It's okay. SA-80. It still works perfectly.
I have a Panasonic twin deck cassette radio player, and it has a. It looks as if it's from the 1990s, and it has an aerial that sort of goes, you know, telescopically. And at some point, somebody pinched the top off that aerial, and I have an external radio aerial with a wire that comes in through the window, and so I just pop the wire from the external radio aerial into the top of my telescoped radio aerial, which is, you know, somebody broke it off, and it's just got it where it telescopes out. You know, a little knob on the top, that's the bit that's broken off. And so I pop the end of the radio antenna, the plug from the radio antenna, into the top of the aerial, and the radio works just fine. And otherwise, there wouldn't be any radio signal here. So I've only got radio in one room of the house, which is the kitchen. But I can listen to the radio while I'm, you know, doing dishes or, you know, anything like that. You know, cooking soups or making. I make a type of flatbread. I do know how to make actual yeast bread, but usually I find that too much work, too much waiting around, and so I just decide I'm going to make flatbread instead, which is, I think, bread is where you get flour and you get oil and you get baking soda and you mix them together in a bowl, and then you mix probably, you know, for about 3 cups of flour, about 1.5 cups of water in, and you make up a dough, and then you make it into big flat, you know, flat pans, and then you fry them up in the fry pan. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you were talking about your aerial or your antenna. And
yep.
If you take a piece of wire, Gwyneth, between 50 and 75 feet long, and you string it up between two insulators. So you can take a piece of rope, and you can take an insulator at each end and have about 75 to 100 feet of wire. And you attach that to your jack on your Panasonic radio. That would be a great antenna. Now, you'd have to move it, you know, left, right, so that you're perpendicular, or so that the long end faces the transmitter. And you'll find a direction that works the best. And so that may help you if you have an old piece of wire lying around. 75 feet would probably be the minimum, 75 to 100 feet. And, you know, there's so much electricity in the air, class. So much electricity in the air that you could literally take a crystal, a germanium crystal, and a long wire antenna, like 100 feet long, and pick up AM radio right out of the air. And play it through an earphone. There's that much electricity in the air near cities. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. 25,000 cheering next to us. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I want to tell you that I wrote some more lessons for our book. And I think they're pretty important because it's something that happened to me in the last few days. I happened to be picking up some equipment for the campsites, fire pits, and I found some really neat used steel barrels that are the perfect size for a fire pit. And so I went to pick them up from a guy that I knew out towards Springfield, and our son and I were in my truck. And, you know, I go over my truck really carefully. I have an automatic transmission aftermarket cooler to keep the transmission running cooler so it lasts longer. I have a 180-degree thermostat instead of the 195 that the engine comes with to keep the engine cooler. I've flushed and clean the cooling system, and I wash out the radiator to make sure that there's no bugs in there for maximum cooling. And I have the oil at the proper level, and I'm running 15W40 diesel engine oil in my 2004 Chevy pickup truck with a V6 so that the oil has enough viscosity so the oil will protect the engine. So I'm doing everything right. And we're coming back from going towards Springfield. And then we're on the other side of Springfield. Our farm's on the other side of Springfield. And I smelled this sweet smell of antifreeze. And I thought, that poor guy that just passed us, you know, with his foot through the floor, you know, racing past us on this two-lane road, that poor guy, he's going to overheat in a couple of minutes. And then the smell got stronger and stronger, and pulled up to the traffic light, which was, you know, a quarter of a mile ahead maybe, and it got stronger, and I realized it was us. pulled into Walmart really quickly. Oh, we didn't overheat. We didn't reach, you know, over 210 degrees on the gauge. And it was us. And what happened was a heater hose blew. And tomorrow with Kyle, I'm going to talk about exactly how you can repair one on the side of the road or in a parking lot and what to do. But I added that to the book. And here's the other thing. And this is important, class. While we had the hood open in the Walmart parking lot, we heard this rattling coming in the entrance of the Walmart parking lot. It was a super center. And this was rattling was coming from this vehicle, this Ford SUV, relatively new one. And it was really loud. And I looked at our son, and he looked at me, and it's like, that guy just blew his engine. And so after we got ours fixed, we went over, and we were outside in the bright sun, so it was safe, you know, in terms of COVID. And we tucked at a distance, and we diagnosed this guy's problem. His timing chain failed on his Ford engine that he just got repaired in Idaho. And he was on his way to Branson for a vacation with the family. So his vacation is going to be spent probably at a motel or while he's trying to get his engine fixed or finding a way to get the vehicle hauled back to Idaho. But at the same time we were under the hood looking at this guy's truck or SUV, two others came into a Walmart parking lot with banging sounds coming from under the hood. So that was ours overheated. This guy blew his engine, and two more guys had their engines right seconds away from self-destruction. So tomorrow I'm going to teach a class with Kyle about things that you need to absolutely do. So if you think that a new car is the answer, that's not true. If you think that you're prepared, that's probably not quite true, and we're going to teach you some things. But I wanted to tell you, Gwyneth, I've added them to the book, and things that you need to have with you as spares in your trunk and why. Okay, so that's tomorrow. But what, Gwyneth, this temperature, we're looking at 100 degrees over the next few days, bright sun, cows are dying, you know, in Kansas, animals are dying, all over. We can't take this heat. We can't. It is brutal. It's blistering. The plants can't take it. We're looking at crop failures. We're looking at drought. Nothing's working, Gwyneth. Absolutely nothing is working. And all we can tell you is what we've been telling you. You are in charge of you. Gwyneth?
That's absolutely the truth. I would like to make a little segue. I've had a lot of people. I can hear the music. I'd like to go into this a bit more after the break, but I'll just, you know, give a bit of a header here. I've had a lot of people saying that I'm courageous, and I would like to set the case straight on that, of me being courageous or me being so brave or whatever, and I'd like to discuss that after
Jake
the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde, Texas school shooting massacre could have been stopped within 3 minutes. DPS Director Steve McCraw says at a Senate hearing Tuesday, the investigation revealed the door to the classroom in which officers waited for over an hour before entering was unlocked and did not need a key.
So the door was unsecured, and we've gone back and checked in our interviews, and did anybody touch the door and try it? No one had.
The U.S. Senate Tuesday reached a bipartisan deal on gun control for law-abiding citizens. The first major legislation on gun control in decades could be put to a vote by the end of the week. This legislation would give the government more control to take guns away from citizens it sees not fit. The vote was 64-34, with 14 Republicans joining the effort. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
401k sell-offs have erased nearly $3 trillion from U.S. retirement accounts, according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. 401k participants have lost about $1.4 trillion from their accounts since January 1st. In a press conference Tuesday, soft-on-crime L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon walked out without answering the question of what he would say to slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents. Mr. Gascon at the start of the press conference.
So first of all, I want to begin by saying I want to express my deepest condolences to both the Paredes and the Santana family. I know their untimely death has been devastating to them and to most of us in our community.
Slain El Monte police officer Joseph Santana's parents put his murder directly on Gascon's soft-on-crime policies for their son's death, as the suspect was out on the streets after committing serious crimes.
How many more lives have we had to lose for something to be done? This guy should never be out there.
The criminal that shot and killed my son and Michael should have been locked up. They both would have been here today. He needs to be recalled immediately. He's destroyed so many lives, and he's completely destroyed ours, and they're never coming back. They're never coming back. And I blame it all on Gascon.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah. Lou Cassidy is absolutely right. It was Schlitz, that the beer that made Milwaukee famous, not Pabst. Schlitz. Absolutely right, Lou Cassidy. Thank you so much for correcting me. Gwyneth, you were mentioning you have been awarded a title of being courageous. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people telling me lately about how courageous I am, and I just want to set the record straight. I'm not courageous. I just have a survival instinct. That's all. I just felt that I was threatened and prayed to God, asked God for help, and managed to get somehow from the Holy Spirit, I believe,
the answer to every problem as I face them. And to know that if I did XYZ course of action, that everything was going to be okay, and then I did X, Y, and Z course of action, and then everything turned out okay. And just making that a pattern through my life over a period of many, many, many years, and knowing that every time I faced one of these situations, that if I did this, that it was going to be all right, I was going to get through, I was going to survive, and that everything would end out being okay, that's what happened. And that's not, I wouldn't call that courage, I would call that survival instinct, I would call that the Holy Spirit's guidance, I would call that wisdom, and, you know, I would say that's something that everybody should be doing, and unless you do that, you're not going to survive. You need to, it's like when you're, you know, when you're driving along and you smell that smell, you know that something's wrong somewhere, but it's not until a few miles down the road that you realize that it's you. And then you have the good sense, the plain old-fashioned good sense, to get off the road and fix it. That's what I'm talking about. And to think, oh, man, oh, no. Here we go. Oh, no, no. Please, God, help me. That's what goes through your mind, right? But to not stay there to fix the problem. And then you get to a place where God says in your heart, this is what you need to do. And your mind remembers something that you need to do, and then you do what you need to do, and then you move on. And, you know, that's how I live my life. And if people want to call that courage, oh, you know, whatever, but it's just life. And when I was growing up, that's how everybody lived. You know, and it wasn't that long ago that I was growing up. I mean, I'm only 47 compared to you, I'm a spring chicken. And, but, you know, 30 years ago, you know, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, that's how everybody around me lived. That's just what they did, and that's how I learned to live. And I've made some monumental mistakes in my life, but afterwards I realized that I made a mistake, and I got on my knees and I repented before God, and I admitted that I was wrong, and I asked God for help to make everything all right. And then God gave me a way out. You know, there's a Bible verse that says, oh gosh, what does it say? Something about, you know, nothing has come upon you except that which is common to man. And God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And somewhere along the line, that Bible verse lodged in my heart. And when I face a problem, I remember that. And I say to God, okay, you promised that you would show me a way out. Show me the way out. Please, God, show me the way out. And every single time I pray that, God shows me the way out. And that's what we all need to do, or we're not going to survive. Because, you know, for example, I'm actually quite happy that I found an old friend just in the last day or two, and this old friend had bought a local business, that they had bought a farm supply business. And, you know, I was in need of some things for my farm, and the sound supply business had closed down, and I got my old telephone book out, you know, the community phone book, and it had the landline of this old business, and I thought, oh, I don't know, maybe somebody's bought the business. That thought came into my head and my heart, and so I called up the number from this old farm supply business that I thought had closed down, and I, you know, somebody picked up on the other end, and they said, farm supply? And I went, oh, hello. You know, you're open again. And they said, yes, we bought the business a little while ago. And I detailed what I needed and, you know, where I lived. And they said, oh, we think we know you. And I said, huh. And I said, yeah, you bought X, Y, and Z off of us privately a while back. And I said, yes, I did. Oh, hello. And it was my old friend. But, you know, it turned out that the government had given them a bad time, and the Victoria Police had given them a bad time and had forced them to get the jab. And although I'm very glad that I found an old friend and that they've bought a local business and for now are able to help me to maintain the things that I need on my farm, I'm sad because I know that because they've been forced to get the jab, that they won't be around for too many more years, because everybody who gets the jab will be dead within just a few years. And that's very, very sad. So although I'm very happy to have reconnected with an old friend and to be able to do business with them again, I'm very sad that you know, and they said, we're absolutely not getting any more boosters. And I said, that's good. Well, don't. Please don't. You know. But I know that if push comes to shove, that because they've allowed themselves to be bullied into it once, that probably they'll allow themselves to be bullied into it again unless they decide to get some survival instinct and to dig their heels in and just say no. And that's all that's required. Just say no. And yes, it will take courage to say no. But it's survival instinct. You know, there's another Bible verse, and it says that in these times that we are in now, this is prophesied, that everyone that seeks to save his life will lose it. And that everyone that loses his life for Christ's sake will save it. And that is talking about, that's specifically prophesying our current time. And, you know, the Bible verses that are around it make it plain that that's the era that it's talking about. And every time that I hear that, I remember that. I haven't received the jab. I'm still alive. I'm still on my farm. And I know that probably in 10 or 15 or 20 years' time, 30, 40 years' time maybe even, 50 years' time maybe, 60, well, I'd be really old then. I'd be 107 in 60 years' time, but that's not out of the picture either, that I'll still be here, you know. But the world around me, I think, is going to be a very different place. Does that make sense, Vincent?
It absolutely does. Gwyneth, you know that one of my instructors was a brilliant man by the name of Carl Sagan. And here's a quote from Carl Sagan. I have a foreboding of an America in my children's or grandchildren's time, when the United States is a service and information economy, when nearly all the manufacturing industries have slipped away to other countries, when awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few, and no one representing the public interest can even grasp the issues, when the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or knowledgeably question those in authority, when clutching our crystals and nervously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in decline, unable to distinguish between what feels good and what's true. We slide without almost noticing back into superstition and darkness. The dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media. The 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less, lowest common denominator programming, credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance. That was from Carl Sagan, I believe it was in 1995. If that doesn't say it. We are celebrating ignorance every day. Every day. The White House says... Joe has a plan to control rising oil prices. Right after they say, Joe doesn't control oil prices. This is doublespeak at its finest coming from the White House. Absolute confusion. Intentional confusion. And we are celebrating ignorance. We absolutely are. The generally dumb public is going to feel their own stupidity through hunger, through shortages, through every man for himself. That's where we're headed. We're headed toward Mad Max. There's no question in my mind that we're headed toward Mad Max. I'm just kind of glad in a macabre way that my dad isn't seeing what he told me would happen. He told me decades ago that in your lifetime, Vinny, a black man will be elected president or selected president, and that will be the end of our country. And he wasn't blaming blacks. He was just saying this is going to happen. And here we are. Two presidents later, after Barry, here we are, falling down.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
No, class, this is coming from me. It's not coming from anywhere else. But we are not all created equal, except under the eyes of God. Under the eyes of God, we are created equal. Other than that, we are not equal. And I'm going to prove it to you. If we were all created equal or equally, we would be riding our bicycles, come to a complete stop, and fall down. Just as the president did in the last couple of days. He was riding his bicycle, came to a complete stop, and fell over. That proves, just that proves, we are not all created equally. Gwyneth, back to you.
What you were saying about the Carl Sagan quote, it's actually worse than that. Because the thing is that I studied astrology, okay, and I learned astrology through Julia Parker's book and Derek Parker. It was Parker's Astrology, and Julia Parker used to be the personal astrologer of Nancy Reagan, okay? That was Ronald Reagan's wife, and every morning Nancy Reagan would get an astrology reading from Julia Parker, and I've never met Julia Parker. I ended up working with and for a very good friend of Julia Parker in my career as a psychic. I wish that I'd met her, but unfortunately, I think she's still alive, but unfortunately I haven't had that chance. But this is, you know, you can tell a lot from the stars and from the position of the sun and the moon and the other planets of what's going to happen. And by the number of sunspots you can use and solar flares, you can use that to predict when there's going to be earthquakes. And with the cycles of the moon, tides, fishing, storms, weather, all of these natural cycles can all be predicted from the sun and the moon. And from the positions of the planets, you can tell when there's going to be wars. And you can tell when there's going to be famine. And we have not had difficult times like this since the Revolutionary War. That's the U.S. War of Independence, and also the English Civil War. And it's that cycle of wars that went from about 1640 until about, 1812, really. That cycle of wars over that period of about 160 years, 170 years, we have not seen a cycle like that since. Since that time, and this is a worse time now than we were in back then. But Carl Sagan, I get what he was saying, but I'll say that it was worse than what he was saying, because there is a lot of, astrology properly understood is not superstition. It's learning how to read God's time clock, which is the start. It's worse than what Carl Sagan said. And what it is it's a jungle, Oonga Boonga cannibal tribe medicine man holding a cluster of bones in his hand and shaking them and going, Oonga Boonga, Oonga Boonga, Oonga Boonga. Do me, give me, give me, give me, go, 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 do what I say, or terrible things will happen because I'm shaking the bones at you. And the whole tribe cowers in fear because he's wearing a stupid costume and he's got a cluster of bones in his hand. And then do you know what happens after that, Vincent? Their own fear kills them. Literally, people in that tribe will drop dead because they're so frightened of that medicine man. And all that he is a little old man in a stupid costume, clutching a handful of bones and a stupid little rattle that he's made, and had all sorts of chants and ceremonies over it and all this sort of stuff, which supposedly gives it power. But at the end of the day, he's a little old man in a stupid costume holding a cluster of bones. And he shakes them, and he raises his voice, and he talks in a certain way, and he, gestures in a certain way, and the whole tribe cowers in fear. That's what we're facing. And that is worse. That is a worse situation to be in than to be in a situation where you are living in a culture where the medicine man spends his day studying pattern of the sun, the moon, and the stars to see what's going to happen next, and then calmly goes to the rest of the tribe and says, we're going to face a difficult situation and we need to get through it. We're going to get through it, but we need to plan. Which is what used to happen sometimes with the astrologers.
Wow, you know what's going through my mind when you're talking? You know, it was going through my mind when you're talking about the medicine man and the costume. I was thinking about leadership on planet Earth. People who wear costumes.
Yeah.
Pope wears a costume. The Queen wears a costume. Royalty wears costumes. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.